Concours Agricom 2008, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 14. The end is nigh in our search for 2007's top social entrepreneur. Last year, The Independent began a quest to find the UK's most successful social entrepreneurs. Putting aside the traditional view of entrepreneurship, that the more money a business makes, the better, this contest would look for those businesses which were using money to transform society. More than 30 companies put themselves forward for consideration. Today, 6 finalists remain. Social entrepreneurship is not just another way of describing a charitable organisation or foundation, nor is it about campaigning or simply corporate social responsibility. Instead, social entrepreneurs identify opportunities for market creation and in the process change systems and practices that have excluded millions from benefiting from advances in information, education, technology, health technology, full employment and the like. Their role is also that of a transformational catalyst, spinning off models that can be replicated for wide adoption in many settings. Social entrepreneurs are often written off as impractical dreamers, but a great example of what can be accomplished is seen in the Nobel Peace Prize laureate Mohamed Yunus, founder of the Grameen Bank and pioneer of microcredit. He was deemed borderline sane as he struggled to launch his Bank for the Poor in Chittagong, Bangladesh. No one would have predicted that in the 20 years since Grameen's founding, the biggest banks in the world would be pursuing commercial opportunity among the poorest of the poor. Pamela Hartigan, managing director of the Schwab Foundation for Social Entrepreneurship, said the one thing that all the finalists had in common was innovation. What they are doing is really changing systems, whether it be for the environment or different ways of sourcing things or distributing things. They are all innovators, she said. The main aim of this collaboration between The Independent, the Schwab Foundation and the Boston Consulting Group is to showcase the UK's best practices in social entrepreneurship, highlighting how ordinary people can achieve the extraordinary. Above all, this competition recognises that profits and principles do not have to be mutually exclusive, whether you're running a small or large business. And here we present the first of the 6 finalists. Blue Water was launched with the mission of harnessing the resources of business to create a sustainable balance between people and the planet. It does this by using 100% of the profits from the sale of bottled water to fund clean water projects. Blue Water's first step was to create the most eco-friendly bottled water in the world, which is carbon neutral. Its co-founder, Reed Padgett, points out that this is the first carbon neutral product out of 70,000 stocked at Tesco, and that Blue Company is inspiring most major retailers to consider using similar plastics for their products. In Tamil Nadu in India, Blue has installed hand pumps and wells for 10,000 people. Fin du texte numéro 14.